إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، so it was a pleasure to welcome all of you in our classes, and tonight we're going to read inshaAllah ta'ala about al-i'tiqad al-wajib nahwa al-sahaba, the belief that is obligatory upon us Muslims towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The belief that is obligatory upon us Muslims towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to read from a book, a little book by our noble Shaykh, Dr. Falah bin Ismail Mandikar from Kuwait, Hafidahullah. But before that, I'm going to read an introduction and a statement of our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. قال لا بد أن نعرف حكمة الله البالغة في شرعه وخلقه وتقديره. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he is the all wise, has wisdom in that which he legislates, creates, and that which he decrees, سبحانه وتعالى. Everything, there is a hikmah, there is a wisdom. فإنه سبحانه لما اختار نبيه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم للرسالة بهذا الدين القويم ونشره بين العالمين اختار له من الأصحاب أفضل أصحاب الأنبياء. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى, when he chose his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to carry the message of Islam, this upright religion, and he chose the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to disseminate, he chose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to disseminate this message of Islam amongst the mankind. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam his companions. They are the best companions of any companions of a prophet, because the prophets, they have companions, but these are the best. فَقَامُوا بِنُصْرَةِ هَذَا الدِّينِ خَيْرَ قِيَامٍ. The companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they protected this deen of Allah in a best way. حتى أظهره الله على أيدي نبيه وصحابته بين الأنام. They sacrifice, they struggle, and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this deen to prevail at the hands of his prophet, our noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the help and the aid and the assistance and the struggle and the sacrifices of the companions ridwanullahi alayhim. قاموا بذلك في حياة نبيهم وبعد مماته. نعم, the companions ridwanullahi alayhim, they did tremendous work in spreading the deen of Allah. They did that while aiding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his life, and they stood firm upon that which he has left them upon after his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَفَتَحُوا الْقُلُوبَ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسِّيرَةِ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَعَدَمِ الظُّلْمِ وَالطُّغْيَانِ. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, still describing the companions in the same way. We should pay attention to these wordings, because he's talking about the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our noble companions. He said, Rahimahullah, our Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, so they have conquered the hearts with knowledge and Iman. And they rule the people and live amongst them with justice and Ihsan, way far away from being tyrant or transgressing against the people. These are the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. فَكَانُوا أَعْلَامَ الْهُدَى وَمَصَابِيحَ الدُّجَى وَهُدَاتَ مَنْ اِهْتَدَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ فَمِنْهُمُ الْخُلَفَاءُ الْأَرْبَعَ الرَّاشِدُونَ. نعم. So they were guidance for the people. The Sahaba, and their life was like a lamp that those who follow their guidance, they will be able to see in the darknesses. Those who follow their guidance, they will be guided. Radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And amongst them is the four Khalifa, Al-Rashidun, Al-Muhtadun, Abu Bakr, Al-Siddiq, وعمر بن الخطاب وذو النورين عثمان بن عفان وعلي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. شيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى, then he began to talk about the Khulafa, and as I mentioned, we're going to read to you from the book of the Shaykh Falah إسماعيل حفظه الله. قال فقد اختار الله محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدا وإماما للرسل والأنبياء وخاتما لهم, كما اختار عز وجل الإسلام مكملا للأديان وخاتما للشرائع ومنظومة الأخلاق السامية والمكارم الحميدة. He says Allah سبحانه وتعالى has chosen our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a Sayyid, a leader, and the best, and an Imam to all messengers and the Prophets, and also to be the seal of all Prophets. There is no Prophet who will come after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Islam to be the last revelation, the complete and perfect religion. Likewise, it is the seal of all legislations that complete the good manners and the beautiful etiquettes. وَاخْتَارَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى رِجَالًا لِصُحْبَةِ النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَلِحَمْلِ دِينِهِ الْقَوِيمِ وَنَقْلِهِ إِلَى مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ وإقامة حجة رب العالمين على الخلق أجمعين. Likewise, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He chose men to be companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This man that will carry this deen, this upright religion, disseminate it to those who will come after them. And in the same way, they will be as a proof. They will establish the proof of Allah against the creation. قال كيف وهم المشمولون باختيار الله سبحانه وتعالى باختيار واصطفاء رب العالمين باختيار واصطفاء رب العالمين. قال الله في سورة القصص وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. Naam, these are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They chosen by Allah, Rabbul Alameen. He chose them amongst the people to be the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah says in the Quran, Ayah 68, the beginning of Ayah 68 in Surah Al-Qasas, and your Lord creates whatsoever He wills and chooses as well. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةِ No choice have they in any matter. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا وَالضَّمِيرُ يَعُودُ عَلَى الصَّحَابَةِ وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا أَصْدَقَ النَّاسِ وَأَكْرَمَ الْخَلْقِ حُبًّا وَتَعْظِيمًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. We need to know about the companions. They are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made many sacrifices so that me and you now, alhamdulillah, we have this deen ready for us. They were indeed the most truthful of all the people, the most honorable of all the people. No one loved Allah nor venerate and exalt Allah better than they did. وَلِرَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ Likewise, they loved the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ They loved Allah, they respected Allah, they exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, they loved his Messenger صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ and his religion. بَلَّقَدْ دَرَبُوا أَرْوَعَ الْأَمْثِلَةِ فِي تَقْدِيمِ حُبِّ اللَّهِ وَحُبِّ رَسُولِهِ وَدِينِهِ عَلَى النَّفْسِ وَالْمَالِ وَالْوَلَدِ. Rather, they strike the best examples in them giving precedence to the law for Allah and for his Messenger صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ and for his deen, over loving their own selves, their wealth, and their children. Now, the best examples that highlights how these noble men that were chosen by Allah to be the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they strike the best examples in them giving precedence the law for Allah by loving Allah more than their own selves, their wealth and their children, by loving his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by loving this deen more than they loved themselves, their children and their wealth. فَبَذَلُوا الْأَمْوَالَ وَالْأَرْوَاحَ رَخِيصَةً فِي سَبِيلِ هَذَا الدِّينِ وَإِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى تَحْقِيقًا وتصديقا لإيمانهم برسول الهدى والرحمة صلى الله عليه وسلم ولما جاء به. So they put forth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their wealth, their souls, cheap price for the sake of Allah, to spread the deen of Allah so that the tawheed prevail over shirk. And that's because, and this show, what they've done, show their truthfulness in their iman, in the Messenger of Allah, because they were truthful in iman. That's why they put their lives, they put their wealth, and they make these sacrifices to spread the deen of Allah, to spread the tawheed and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they were truthful in their iman, in the Messenger of Allah, the Messenger of guidance and mercy. They were truthful in this iman, in believing in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in believing in that which he came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَآمَنُوا وَصَدَّقُوا ثُمَّ عَاهَدُوا ثُمَّ آزَرُوا وَنَصَرُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي خَصَّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهِ. So they believed and they were truthful in their belief. They gave covenant and promises, and they keep their covenants and their promises. Then they sheltered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. This is the case of the Ansar, and they support and protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they follow the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. فَهَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا وَسَهُلَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُفَارَقَةُ الْأَوْطَانِ وَالْبَذْلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Because of this characteristic that they have, they were truthful in iman. They were truthful when they believed in Allah, when they believed in his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they accepted the message of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dunya didn't have no meaning to them. Their hearts were not attached to it. And therefore it became easy for them to depart the dunya for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was easy for them to put forward themselves and their wealth, their properties for the sake of Allah, to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فأبدلهم الله تعالى أمنا وأمانا وراحة واطمئنانا ولذة ونعيما. So because of their truthfulness and iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exchanged them and bestowed upon them peace and security, stability and tranquility, and joy in this life and in the hereafter. فلم يستشعروا مشقة أو عذابا أو غربة أو وحشة فجابوا البلاد وقطعوا الفياف والقفار وهجروا الأهل والأولاد والأوطان يذبون عن دين الله تعالى ويرشدون أهل الضلال ويخرجونهم من ظلمات الجهل والفساد إلى نور الإسلام والإيمان حاملين رسالة نبيهم وميراث حبيبهم صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤدونه إلى الخلق والعباد في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. نعم. The companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because they were truthful in their iman, in them accepting the message of Allah, Allah made things easy for them. They have left, many of them, they left their lands, their homes, their children and wives and families and properties, calling the people to Islam, not worrying about the hardship or the danger that they may encounter. So they went to far lands, protecting the deen of Allah, calling people to guidance. And by that, they bring to iman, to the light of iman, those whom Allah wants to guide and make successful, and therefore taking them out on darknesses of ignorance, corruption, to the light of Islam and iman. The Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim, they left their homes, their wives and children and properties in a time when there was no planes and no trains, no cars and no bikes. Many of them could not afford to have a camel or a horse. They traveled long distances in the deserts, in the heat, for the sake of it, not for a trade or a business, looking for opportunities, or because somewhere they pay better, or not, to spread the deen of Allah. To spread the deen of Allah. Carrying the message of their Prophet and disseminating his inheritance, knowledge of this deen of Allah, conveying it to the creation, to the servants of Allah in the east and the west. قال الشيخ وهذه قبورهم تشهد على حالهم التي كانوا عليها وأنهم أهل صدق وإخلاص وأرباب دعوة وحملة رسالة غير ملتفتين ولا طالبين الدعة والراحة ولا مغترين بزينة الدنيا وزخارفها فضلا عن أن ينجرفوا وراءها وَيَسْعَوْ فِي تَحْصِيلِهَا وَجَمْعِهَا. The Shaykh says their graves, the graves of so many companions all over the land, far away from Medina, far away from Mecca, in the east and the west, witness to what we're saying, that they are people of truthfulness and sincerity. They are people who went out to give da'wah, to call the people to the deen of Allah, to call the people to the truth, to the haqq, The Tawheed. Their graves tells a lot about their da'wah. There are people that they went out to call the servants of Allah to the deen of Allah, not paying attention to the lands that they have conquered and opened, and the beauty and the luxury in it, and the dunya and the temptations that are in it. They left all that behind and they keep going calling the people to Islam. They were not a people who were attached to the dunya. Rather, dunya came to them and they ran away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 23, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَدَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَذِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. They have gone out for the jihad to spread the word of Allah and showed not their backs to the disbelievers. Of them, some have fulfilled their obligations and some of them are still waiting, but they have never changed their covenant which they concluded with Allah in the list, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ فلاح نعم والله رجال لن يجود الزمان بمثلهم. نعم, these are men. You're not going to see them in any other times. You're not going to see the like of them in any other time. As the poet says, رجال حلف الزمان ليأتين بمثلهم حنثت يمينك يا زمان فكفري. Says this poet, says men, the time swears that it will bring the like of them, but the time will never bring, will never know. Actually, the time will know the like of them, but the time will never know the like of this man. So therefore, the time has broke his oath. He has to expiate for it. He has to expiate for it. قال بل أقول ما جاءت الخليقة بأصحاب نبي مثلهم ممن كان قبلهم من الأنبياء والرسل وأصحابهم وحواريهم. The Shaykh Falah bin Ismail, حفظه الله, he says, rather I say, not just in this time, in the history of humanity, no prophet has companions like the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. No prophet or messenger had any companions they resemble and they like the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال وما عسى أن أقول وما عسى المادحون والمحبون أن يقولوا في قوم امتدحهم رب العزة والجلال وجعل ذلك قرآن يتلى إلى يوم القيامة وامتدحهم كذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فها هي سنته تشير بمآثرهم وفضلهم وصدقهم. Then the Shaykh Falah says, after saying this, he says, what is mentioned in the Quran as related to their praise? Allah praising the Sahaba in the Quran. That is recited until Yawm al-Qiyamah is sufficient. It's sufficient. There is no need, he says, for me or for others to continue to praise the companions. They are praised by Allah, Rabbul Alameen, in the Quran. And they are praised by the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you look at his Sunnah, you find narrations that display his praises and how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praises them and highlight their virtues and their truthfulness. And the Shaykh, he mentioned a couple of ayats. The first of them is the ayah number 74 in Surah Al-Anfal. قال الله تعالى والذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. And those who believed and immigrated and strove hard in the cause of Allah, as well as those who gave them asylum and aid, these are the believers in very truth. For them is forgiveness and rizqun kareem, a generous provision, paradise. وقال عز وجل كما في سورة الفتح the ayah 29 محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are severe against his believers and merciful among themselves. You see them bowing and falling down prostrate in prayer, seeking bounty from Allah and his good pleasure. The mark of them, of their faith, is on their faces from the traces of their prostration during prayers. This is their description in the Torah, but their description in the Gospel is like a sown seed which sends forth its shoot, then makes it strong. It then becomes thick and it stands straight on its stem, delighting the sowers, that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may enrage the disbelievers with them. Allah has promised those among them who believe. Has promised them, those who among them who believe and do righteous good deeds, promised them forgiveness and a mighty reward, i.e. paradise. And many are the ayat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه كتاب فضائل الصحابة باب بيان أن بقاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمان لأصحابه وبقاء أصحابه أمان للأمة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم النجوم أمنة للسماء فإذا ذهبت النجوم أتى السماء ما توعد وأنا أمنة لأصحابي فإذا ذهبت أتى أصحابي ما يوعدون وأصحابي أمنة لأمتي فإذا ذهب أصحابي أتى أمتي ما يوعدون. ففي قول الله تعالى وقول رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الغنية والكفاية لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. The Shaykh says indeed in the statement of Allah and the statement of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enough is sufficient for us. What Allah mentioned about them in His book, and what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about them, meaning the praises, in His Sunnah, is enough for those who have sound understanding, have pure hearts. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وكذلك يرى الناظر في تراث الأمة شدة عناية أسلافنا من أهل العلم والفضائل والإيمان والإحسان بأولئك الرجال الأفذاذ رضي الله عنهم، يعني الصحابة، فأفردوهم بالتصنيف وذكر فضائلهم وطبقاتهم ومروياتهم ومسانيدهم مثل البخاري والبغوي وابن سعد وابي حاتم والطبراني وابن منده وابي نعيم وابن عبد البر وابن الاثير والذهبي وابن حجر رحمهم الله جميعا. As likewise, when you look at the great treasure that this ummah have, which is knowledge, especially pertaining to the virtues of the companions, our Salaf, you will find our noble scholars throughout the times, they have given a great importance to record for us and to safeguard for us by mentioning the virtues of the companions, by mentioning them by names and their narrations from these noble scholars that mention all of this in their books. They highlight chapters for the virtues of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam al-Bukhari, Imam al-Baghawi, Ibn Sa'd, Abi Hatim, Tabarani, Ibn Manda, Abu Nu'aym, Ibn Abd al-Barr, Ibn al-Athir, wal-Dhahabi, Ibn Hajar, rahimahumullahu jami'an, amongst many others. وما ذلك إلا إيمانا منهم بفضل صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهميتهم في دين الله تعالى من حيث إصابة الحق فيه والنجاة عند الله عز وجل. Why these noble scholars have chapters and books in which they highlight and enumerate the virtues of the companions رضي الله عنهم, because they believe in their virtue. These noble scholars, they believe in the virtue of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and their importance, status in the deen of Allah, because they were upon the truth and they are saved and protected by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظ الله شيخ فلاح بن إسماعيل من هذا المنطلق أحببت أن أسهم في هذا الأمر العظيم أداء للحق الواجب وإظهارا للحق ونصرة لأولئك الأعلام ومشاركة في الذب عن دين الله تعالى وحملته ونقلته والدفاع عنهم تحقيقا لقوله تعالى في سورة الحج إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. He says, and because of this, he said, I love myself as well. Like to participate in this great matter, because it is a right upon myself, so that through this humble effort, try to spread the truth about these great companions and to support the haq that they were upon. And by supporting them and protecting them, we are protecting the deen of Allah. Because they are the one that carries the deen of Allah to us. And if we do this, we may be from those people whom Allah says about them in Surah Al-Hajj, in the ayah 38, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Truly Allah defends those who believe. Verily Allah likes not any treacherous. Ingrate to Allah those who disobey Allah but obey the shaitan, wal'iyadu billah. قال راجيا أن يجعلني الله تعالى ممن يلحق بأولئك الركب ويقتدي بهم ويقتفي آثارهم ويصدق في حبهم وتعظيمهم والاقتداء بهم وتحقيق مثليتهم في دين الله تعالى. He says, likewise, while doing this, while trying this humble, try asking Allah and hoping that Allah make me from those who be on the footsteps of the Sahaba, emulating their examples, following that which they were upon, being truthful in their love, in loving them and respecting them and following them. سائلا الحق تبارك وتعالى أن يكتبني عنده من المتبعين له بإحسان وصدق وإتقان إنه تبارك وتعالى ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Says asking Allah as well, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to write me with him amongst those who follow them with perfection in truth, because Allah is able to do all things. ثم أسأله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعلني من الذين يردون على أهل الزيغ والضلال أعني أولئك الأقزام الذين كانوا وما زالوا يتطاولون على أفضل خلق الله تعالى بعد الأنبياء والرسل ويوجهون سهام حقدهم وكفرهم لهذا الدين من خلال هذا الباب أعني الطعن بصحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسبهم وقد جذبوا إلى باطلهم فئة من أهل الإسلام. Says likewise, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him from those who defend the honor of the Sahaba by refuting and rebuking the people of misguidance and wickedness. He says those despicable people who war and steal, speak ill about and of the best of the creation of Allah after the prophets and the messengers, and they draw their swords and their arrows of hatred and disbelief that they have for this deen, because they hate the deen of Allah, that's why they attack the companions. That's why they attack the companions of the Messenger of Allah SWT and abuse them. And unfortunately, not only those despicable people are upon this, but unfortunately, many Muslims, ignorance, they fall easy prey for this evil. وَهَاهُمْ يَطْعَنُونَ فِي الصَّحَابَةِ الْكِرَامِ والأئمة الأعلام طعونا عظيمة تحز والله في نفوس أهل الإيمان وتذوب لها قلوبهم كمدا وحزنا وتثور فيها الألام والشجون وتزداد حسرتهم ويتولون وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع ألا يجدوا ما يقمع به تلك الأصوات الفاجرة الصادرة من تلك الحناجر النتنة والأقلام المارقة اللهم إلا بالرد على أولئك الأقزام والكتابة فيهم وكشف زيفهم وباطلهم والدعاء عليهم حتى يقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا. He says, look at this wicked, evil, despicable, filthy people, الروافد, the Shia الرافدة, how they abuse the companions, the noble companions, the great a'imma of the deen, and they speak ill about them in a way that make you cry, make your hearts melt out of grief of what you hear, these filthy, despicable, evil people, the al-Rawafid, al-Shia al-Rawafid, who abuse the companions. And in many times, even though you make an effort by refuting them and by using your pen and your tongue and by exposing their filth that comes from their filthy throats and mouths, still you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely asking Allah to clean the earth from the evil and the filth of such people. قال هذا ما أردته دفاعا عن الصحابة الكرام أداء للحق وتقربا إلى الله تعالى لأن هذا دين وإيمان وإحسان ثم نصح للأمة وتبصير لشبابها من أن يخدعوا بشعارات أهل الإلحاد والضلال الذين يطعنون بسادات الأمة ويصرخون بسبهم وانتقاسهم ليلا ونهارا بل وتكفيرهم. شيخ فلاح ابن إسماعيل من ذكر حفظ الله said this is what I want to this is what I intended by this book. Defending the companions, the noble companions, and by doing this, he's seeking nearness to Allah and to be upon the truth, because defending the companions, it is from the deen, it is from iman, and it is from ihsan, it is from the best deeds, defending the honor of the companions, radiwanullahi alayhim. And in the same way, this work may serve as an advice to the Ummah. And especially, we hope that it may open the eyes of the youth so that they will not be deceived by the false banners of the people of ilhad and misguidance who refute and abuse the best of this Ummah, not only in secret, but an openly, wal'iyadu billah, on the manabir, by abusing the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam day and night, and even by considering them to be disbelievers, wal'iyadu billah. قال هذا وقد سميت هذا الكتاب أو هذا البحث الاعتقاد الواجب نحو الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وضمنته بعد هذه المقدمة. He said, and then I have named this search that he did, Al-I'tiqad al-wajib nahru al-sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The belief that is obligatory towards the companions radiyallahu anhum. And after this introduction, he says, he will discuss these points. Number one, ذكر عظيم فضلهم ورفعة منزلتهم في دين الله تعالى كما جاء به الكتاب والسنة. Highlighting and mentioning their great virtue and their great makana in the deen of Allah, their lofty and high rank in the deen of Allah as it is found in the book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم سيذكر الشيخ أقوال سلف الأمة ثم ذكر عدالتهم وما يجب نحو ما شجر بينهم. Did the Shaykh, after mentioning their great virtue and their great position and rank in the deen of Allah as it occurs in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another point, or you may say chapter, the Shaykh will mention the statements of the Salaf of this Ummah, the great scholars amongst them, the A'immah of this Ummah, about the companions and their trustworthiness. And what is the stand, the proper stand that we should have as Muslims towards them, especially towards the conflict that may took place between some of them. ثم ذكر تحريم سبهم وشتمهم. In another chapter, the Shaykh he mentioned that is forbidden, strictly forbidden to abuse the companions or to speak ill about them. ثم حكم من تلبس بشيء من ذلك. Then he will mention what is the ruling if someone is on this, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, if someone fall in this despicable manner which is abusing and talking ill about the companions, what is the ruling in Islam about such a person? قَالْ ثُمَّ خَتَمْتُ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ بِنَقْلِ أَقْوَالِ الْأَئِمَّ الْأَعْلَامِ فِي بَيَانِ هَذَا الْمُعْتَقَدِ فِي الصَّحَابَ الْكِرَامِ. Then he conclude by mentioning and bringing the statements of the great imams, the great scholars, pertaining to having disbelief or disbelief, not disbelief. Disbelief, not the disbelief. Let me do it in another one, so it won't be no confusion. Not disbelief, like the opposite of belief, but this, like demonstrative. So, say it in another one, inshallah. He says, then he concludes by mentioning and bringing the statements of the great A'imma that make clear the belief that the Muslim should have in the companions. Alright, that's better. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ala kulli hal. Na'am. ثم أجملت أقوال المخالفين المبتدعة ممن تنكب الصراط فزلت أقدامهم وأقلامهم بالطعن في الصحابة الكرام رضي الله عنهم وجعلتها على قسمين. Then, in the end of this book, the Shaykh, he mentioned the statements of the innovators, the opposite side, those who are not on the path of Allah, those who, they slip away, not only their feet, but their pens as well. They slip away from the truth. That's why they fall into this despicable thing in abusing and speaking ill about the noble companions. He said, and in this chapter is two, on two angles. The first point, أهل التفريط والجفاء في حق الصحابة الكرام رضي الله عنهم. Those who are negligent as related to the rights of the companions of Allah. Those who are negligent when it comes to defending and knowing the rights and the great virtue of the companions. والقسم الثاني, the second part, من جمع بين الإفراط والتفريط والغلو والجفاء ممن جمعوا بين المتناقضات وخالفوا النقل والعقل فيما يجب نحو الصحابة الكرام رضي الله عنهم. Those who they combine between the two extremes, those who they, their statements and action contradict, some of them contradict the other, and they fall into this because they oppose the sound narrations and texts, and also those who have sound intellect, as related to what is obligatory upon the Muslim to be upon, as related to the companions, these noble companions, radiallahu anhum. قال وختمت ذلك بذكر أقوالهم. So he mentioned their statements. They're these people, he mentioned their statements. وأقوال أئمتهم المعتبرين في مذاهبهم. And he mentioned the statements of their imams, that they have selected to be their imams in their madahib, in their paths. وَمِن مَرَاجِعِهِمُ الْمُعْتَمَدَةِ, taking their statements from their main books, not just from here, from their main books. Like us, alhamdulillah, main books of hadith, Bukhari, Muslim and the like, said we bring their statements from their main books. مُحَاوِلَ الْجَمْعَ بَيْنَ أَقْوَالِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِينَ مِنْهُمْ وَالْمُتَأَخِّرِينَ لبيان استمرارهم على الضلال على الرغم من شعارات التقريب والوحدة وغيرها من الأكاذيب التي يدعون. So doing all of this to combine between the statements of their first imams and the statements that still spread in our times, to show that the dalal is the same, they still upon the same misguidance. Even though these days they may do it in another way, and Ahlul Bid'ah wal Dalal, they do it in a way that they show love to the companions. In other ways they show another face. He says, we're doing this so you will know. By bringing the statements, these statements, we will remove the curtain, and you will see their real despicable and filthy face. Especially when it comes to this, how they deal with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Shaykh says, وَخِتَامًا أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى التَّوْفِيقَ وَالسَّدَادَ وَالرَّشَادَ والقبول بعد الإخلاص في القول والعمل. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الأطهار وأصحابه الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين. Then the Shaykh, he says in this introduction, he says, he asks Allah for tawfiq and sadad and rashad. So Allah make him successful, to make him right and upright and say that which is right, and to be upon the truth, and to accept from him, and to give him sincerity in statements and actions. And then he sends the salat and the taslim upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and his noble families and his companions, and whoever followed them upon that good with perfection until the day of judgments. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue next Wednesday as we're going to read from this book, and then we will go to the details by reading the chapters that the Shaykh will just read to you, these chapters of this book. Once again, a very important matter and subject matter, الاعتقاد الواجب نحو الصحابة, the belief that is obligatory upon us to have towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these noble companions that Allah has chosen for His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we learn, they put forward many sacrifices, that sacrifice their lives, their wealth. They forsaken their lands and properties, families and children, for the sake of Allah, not for dunya, for the sake of Allah, to spread the truth, the haqq, the tawheed, so that those whom Allah wants good for them, they will be saved from darknesses of shirk, disbelief, and be brought to the light by Allah's will first, and then by the efforts of these noble men, to be brought to the light of Islam, tawheed and sunnah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.